Hi, my name is Brad Miller, and I am the owner of HealthierToday.com. It's a blog about living healthier and making small choices to live a better tomorrow. This is my blog post, Medical Freedom, and go ahead and get started. This is the audio version. Medical Freedom. When we give government the power to make medical decisions for us, we in essence accept that the state owns our bodies. Ron Paul. Human health is the human experience. It is both a cause and an effect. When we feel better, we do more, and when we are able to accomplish more, we feel better. Illness is one of the ways that affects our health, but also the many restrictions, laws, and the very structure of our medical cartel that runs healthcare in this country inflicts additional pain and suffering that is totally unnecessary. Medical freedom is simply human freedom expressed in the production and consumption of products and services that improve human health. Laws, government regulations, employer insurance schemes, medical licensing, the FDA, and all the various other means of restricting consensual exchange between individuals for the purpose of feeling better and living longer has created a ridiculously expensive and overwhelmingly complex system that punishes the very people it's been sold to help, sick people. I have been in and out of hospitals for the past 28 years. I have personal experience with chronic pain, surgery, and the ever-encroaching hand of government in my healthcare decisions. I reject the need of politicians and so-called experts that benefit by commoditizing my suffering. That has to stop. Whenever anyone talks of healthcare, you should be suspicious. What is lacking in all of these debates is the term getting better or feeling better. We don't talk about hunger care when discussing farmers growing food. Medical laws were created in this country and were sold as a way to protect people like me, when in reality, all it has done is to make my life more difficult when merely living is extremely difficult. One example is the management of chronic pain. Reporters, politicians, police officers, district attorneys, and others involved in the addiction, prison, or pharma industry are in the news all the time talking about the scourge of opioid use. I have taken literally thousands of pain pills in my life, and I continue to take them because I hurt a lot. I am eternally grateful for opioid pain pills. If they didn't exist, I would have killed myself when I was 12, or I would have died due to the shock of all the pain caused by bowel obstructions, surgeries, and the most recently, horrific pain of pancreatitis. Pain pills or pain medicine are derived from the poppy plant. It is simply a plant that miraculously creates a substance that provides pain relief. It is truly remarkable. I should be able to grow poppies in my garden and make poppy tea, which humans have been doing for thousands of years. But instead, I need a permission slip from a government-licensed health consultant, a doctor, and I need to go to a pharmacy that has the pills on the shelf locked up behind a counter. Not only do I have to get the permission slip, I now have to deal with the state law on top of federal law, and that is in concert with restrictions by my insurance company. And on top of all of this, my personal information is now in a state government database. I never consented to have my information accessed by the government for my protection. This is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. What madness is this? It all boils down to the violation of the fundamentals of human freedom. The question every person, especially those who are chronically sick, need to ask themselves, do you own your own body and your own mind, or does somebody else? Our system, the government, Big Pharma, the DEA, the FDA, the police, and the licensing boards all believe you do not. It is set up to usurp your self-ownership and farm it out to your doctor, your pharmacy, drug companies, and the alphabet soup of government divisions. I believe I own my own body and my mind, and that I have an inherent right to ingest whatever substances I choose to in order to feel better and live longer. I will not be right all the time. Life is inherently dangerous, and I will always have limited knowledge when making choices. This also applies to the so-called experts as well. Science is open-ended. The current medical system is set up to convince you that they have all the answers and they are omnipotent when it comes to which drugs are good and which are bad. The entire prescription, pharmaceutical, FDA, DEA, medical college system is a cartel set up to allow the sale of dangerous drugs, which would never be allowed if the FDA didn't rubber stamp them. If we didn't have an FDA, then companies would be totally at the mercy of internet reviews, independent analysis of their drugs, and they would be liable for killing people just like anyone else who sells a defective product. Right now, their liability is limited. They get the FDA rubber stamp that allows them to rake in huge profits until the dangerous side effects begin killing and injuring people. By the time the lawsuits roll in, they have already made 100 times what it will cost them to settle the lawsuits. And drugs like cannabis, MDMA, psilocybin, and DMT are illegal, even though they have been shown to be extremely safe and more beneficial than to what they are peddling. Medical freedom isn't something we talk about because the debate is always about access to healthcare. When is the last time you heard a politician talk about individuals becoming healthier? They simply don't. They want more and more people in the healthcare system. The same government that designs the road system, the tax system, the public education system, and the wars across the world are the same people designing and implementing our healthcare system. Why is it that the more government fails, the more people want from it? The food pyramid debacle is the perfect example of what the true priorities are for the government and its corporate partners. Many experts now blame the food pyramid and the low-fat scam as part of a massive rise in diabetes and metabolic syndrome across the world. Food is a massive part of living a healthy life, and the government purposely funded studies and supported research that showed sugar was good and that we should all be eating tons of wheat, corn, and soy. And you know who receives massive subsidies from the government? You would be right if you said soy, corn, wheat, and sugar producers. Medical freedom is the concept that you have the right to make choices devoid of corrupt government and corporate entities who want to treat sick people like a commodity. Medical freedom simply means exercising your sovereignty over your body and your mind. Prescription drugs should all be legalized, as well as so-called illegal drugs. Pharmaceutical companies will have to survive the legal challenges in the public review process, along with the private entities that will emerge to test the validity of their claims. I believe that once the FDA is stripped of their power of appointing which pharmaceutical company will reap billions of dollars in profits, the focus will turn from treating diseases and the chronically ill as a commodity to treating the chronically ill as a human being and treating the whole individual. It is time to reclaim our right to go into a store and buy what we choose without the government, academics, people in white coats, or those who have a badge on their chest deem necessary. In a world in which medical freedom is respected, we would still seek out health consultants and follow treatment recommendations. But the parent-child paradigm between the government and the ill would end. The consumer would be the one in control and have the ultimate say. And if you didn't want to have a health consultant, you would be free to follow a treatment program you see fit. We've been lied to about cannabis as medicine by the government. The National Institute of Health actually holds 2 patents on cannabinoids that they list as effective for treating over 10 different diseases and symptoms. The idea that the DEA, who is financially incentivized to keep cannabis as a Schedule 1 drug, is criminal and needs to stop. The time to reassert our right to medical freedom as a natural expression of our innate rights due to our self-ownership as a human individual is now. I'm struggling with idiopathic pancreatitis now. I've had this pain for decades, but it went undiagnosed until the last few years. They're not even sure why I have it or what we can do to prevent it from destroying my pancreas. I'm exploring having stem cell therapy to reverse the disease process. I should have the right to try what a majority of doctors might seem as dangerous or unproductive if I deem it to be a worthwhile risk. Every decision we make is personal. When we are sick, we don't need the force of government involved to limit what our choices are in finding what we believe will be the most effective treatment for us in order to feel better and live longer. It doesn't matter whether it's vaporizing cannabis, ignoring the food pyramid, or trying experimental treatments that are now considered dangerous or foolish, but in the future could very well become the standard of care. You have the right to do so. When you are sick, you do not need artificial laws limiting choices and limiting your access to natural, safe, and effective plants and chemicals that have a chance to help individuals feel better and live a longer life. Pain, inflammation, and disease are terrible and life-altering. I want every politician to know, every drug maker, and everyone who seeks to commoditize my suffering, that I am a human being who owns himself, and I demand my medical freedom. And I call on all of those who are suffering with a chronic illness to do the same. Written by Brad Miller.